People are really struggling right now, obviously. We've still got probably, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of people still unaccounted for. We don't have a firm number on that, but there is a list going around. That doesn't, you know, that could mean that they're just out of touch because there's no communications. But, you know, the sense of desperation is really mounting. People also are, you know, running low on food. They're running low on water and gas. In fact, today, Maui officials issued a water advisory for the affected areas and told people not to drink the water, but to drink bottled water or to boil the water because, you know, we're also starting to worry about the environmental effects, obviously, from this. Boats sunk in the harbor, the cars, you know, that basically melted onto the ground. There's toxic fumes. So the situation is pretty dire. Not just in Lahaina, I should say, you know, there were fires in other areas like the upcountry. Lahaina was definitely hardest hit, but people are struggling there too.
Kim, Lahaina is a beautiful town. I've been there many years ago, but very historic. What has it been like for you and others to experience something like this?
Well, you know, it's really tragic. And, you know, there have been wildfires in Hawaii before, and there have been wildfires on Maui. But it's been a while. You know, they have never been this deadly. In fact, this is now, you know, the deadliest natural disaster in decades. And I will say about Lahaina, you know, people are really sad because it is a historic town. It's a town most people go visit when they're there. It used to be the seat of the Hawaiian kingdom. That was where royalty were in the 16th century. So this has a lot of history. It's morphed over the years, but people are going to be looking to it, you know, to rebuild in some way.